Dear children, this is our monthly Requiem Mass for our Purgatorian Society. And today we read in the epistle St. John writing and asking that all the faithful may rest from their labors, for their works follow them. And today we pray for those faithful departed who have concluded the course of their lives and now wait to be redeemed or to be affirmed into the heaven. And today is also an anniversary of a very horrible act of terrorism which happened 13 years ago and where many people lost their lives. So this day should be for us a day of compassion and love for the poor souls in purgatory, and it should also be a day when we should stop and think how precious gift from God life is, and how well we need to spend our own years here on earth. When I was on vacation, I saw a documentary of a film about a woman who during the Second World War had been locked in a horrible prison called concentration camp. She was 110 years old when this documentary was made, and even though she was not a Catholic, she was a Jew, she had many wise words to say about the preciousness of life. This lady had only one child, a son, who was in prison with her. But incredible as it sounds, he said later, "I have good memories of that place, namely the camp, thanks to my mother. She did everything to hide all the atrocities from me and to create a kind of normality." Dear children, in the midst of bad news of the world, you should think how the Church is truly like a good mother for you, because in the Church you are safe from all dangers of everlasting death. As we saw with the third grade religion class today, man is made as an image of God, and a man is due one day to meet God, his Creator. And the Mother Church is the one who protects you from evil and gives you comfort and, after your death, an eternal rest from all your work on earth. Therefore, children, you should always appreciate every good moment your Heavenly Father keeps you in this world, in the midst of your own family and doing his service. In the documentary I mentioned, most striking thing this Jewish lady said was about her son. He died to a heart attack in the age of 64 years, 13 years before her mother passed away. And when she was asked, was she in grief for his death, she answered, "No, I'm happy that I got to spend 64 years with him, and I'm also happy that he was taken away early, and that he did not have to suffer the pains of old age. After all, 64 years is not yet old." This lady learned in a hard way not only the preciousness of life, but also the value of time. For you, children, 64 might seem ancient, but when your age is written with triple digits, as this lady's was, you get a new perspective to what old means. this lady had so many years to live in this life that she truly appreciated both the work she did here and the rest she enjoyed here on earth. And her story reminds me of a saying of an old man, which I read when I was a child, but which I still remember well, and always think when things get too busy with time. It goes like this. When I was a child, I ran that I would not be late from school. When I grew up a little bit, I ran that I would not be late of sport practices. When I was a young man, I ran that I would not be late of date with my girl. As a graduate, I ran to job interviews. As a full-grown man, I ran to board meetings. And now I'm old, and how eagerly I would like to miss my appointment with death. Dear children, as St. John writes today, this life truly is filled with work, but your first employer or foreman must be God. Life in this world gets so busy sometimes that many people can spare no time for their heavenly Father. Your life, children, must be different. You must love God and do good works in your life, no matter how many or few years God grants to you. God, your heavenly Father, has counted all the days of your life, and you don't want to be late when He finally calls you. So, children, spend every moment serving Him in this life, and you will have an eternal rest in heaven after the happy life here on earth. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.